Mexican Army General arrested during fuel theft investigation. By Cartel Chronicles on July 20, 2019. Mexican authorities arrested a retired Army general in connection with an ongoing investigation into the large-scale theft of fuel as part of an organized crime money-making scheme. The general was responsible for providing security for Mexico's state-owned oil company, Pemex. The investigation also implicates another top general who was the chief of security for former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. This week, Mexican federal authorities arrested General Socrates Alfredo Herrera Pegueros in the coastal state of Guerrero. Information released by the Attorney General's Office, FGR, revealed. The arrest came after federal prosecutors obtained an arrest warrant from a Mexican federal judge charging Herrera with organized crime and fuel theft. Prosecutors revealed that there have been five other arrests made in connection with the ongoing investigation. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart News revealed that the ongoing investigation also implicated former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto's head of security, General Eduardo León Trawitz. The investigation comes after current Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, revealed in December the existence of a network of top government officials from his predecessor's administration who had been helping drug cartels and fuel theft gangs steal large quantities of oil and gasoline. Thieves then sold the fuel on the black market, Breitbart News reported. Since then, AMLO temporarily shut down the country's fuel lines as part of an investigation into Pemex. Despite the ongoing investigation, one of the leading fuel theft organization, Cartel Santa Rosa de Lima, led by José Antonio El Maro Yepes Ortiz, continues to operate with little resistance. The man known as El Maro is believed to be the man who left a series of explosive devices with a banner allegedly signed by him outside of one of the country's main oil refineries in the state of Guanajuato, Breitbart News reported. Editor's note: Breitbart News traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.